Welcome to 19 Witches, a podcast all about music, rock music, music that I love. I'm Luke. Please check me out on Instagram at 19 Witches. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at 19 Witches. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon for free if you don't use Instagram. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It'll be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on. So let's get started, and welcome to 19 Witches. This episode is about Guns N' Roses, one of my favourite bands, and I became a fan of theirs right back. I must have been 10 or 11, and I first heard Paradise City on a jukebox in a pub, and just played that song over and over again. There's no point me telling you about this rock band. They're just a legendary. They were formed in 1985 in California, and they're sort of described online as an American hard rock band. Also a rock band, heavy metal band. And if I could go back in time and see when they toured with Metallica, I know a lot of things went wrong on that tour, but that would have been worth, if you could have a time machine, pick a few places where you could go back. Just those two bands on the same bill must have been amazing. They have their first album, Appetite for Destruction, 87 came out. Then Guns N' Roses Live, Lies, in 89. And then they had the double bill. They did two albums at the same time. And that was Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. And they came out in 91. I don't know why they do that. It must make a big splash. I know a couple of bands have done that or tried to have done that. But I think they were just so big at the time that they could release two albums at the same time. Like I said, my favourite song from this band is Paradise City. And my favourite album is Appetite for Destruction. I'm not cutting in the songs in between each one now, like I did before in the first couple of episodes. If you listen to this on Spotify, I will put all the songs at the end of the episode. And if you subscribe, you will get the full songs. If you don't subscribe, you get like a 30-second preview of that song. But cutting it into the episode was just made it sound like shit. So, my favourite song is Paradise City. They wrote this song in, Slash said that they wrote this song in the back of a rental van, and they were on their way from playing a gig in San Francisco with the band Rock'n Riders. They were just all playing and drinking and starting to come up with, he came up with the intro, and then all the other band members starts to come along and start playing along. And then Slash just starts humming the melody, and then Axl Rose just sang Take Me Down to Paradise City. And he says that he came in with Where the Grass is Green and the Girls Are Pretty. And then Axl sang the first line again, and then Slash shouted out Where the Girls Are Fat and They've Got Big Titties. And then Axl finished with Take Me Home to Paradise City. So I think they they obviously changed some of that into the next for the final song, but it's just one of those songs I remember just playing over and over again. So that's why it's my favorite song, because it has taken me back to a memory, and I think that's what's great about songs. Now, I like to do a song like that has been used in a movie. A lot of Guns N' Roses songs have been used in movies. Welcome to the Jungle has been used a lot of times. It was first used in 1989, a film called Lean on Me, And then, of course, obviously, in the new Jumanji movie, Welcome to the Jungle, it was used. Also, it was used in the new Thor Love and Thunder. They used a lot of Guns N' Roses songs in that. They did also use Sweet Child of Mine in that song, in that film. Knocking on Heaven's Door, they used in Days of Thunder. You Could Be Mine, they used in Terminator 2, and then used it again in Terminator Salvation. Sweet Child of Mine was used in The Wrestler and The Step Brothers, that came both out in the same year, 2008. Paradise City was used in Rock of Ages, sung by Tom Cruise. But my pick of a Guns N' Roses, it's either going to be a song that they cover or a cover another band has covered of theirs. But I like their version of Live and Let Die, and that was used, that's also a cover, but it was used in a movie, so it kind of counts. But so my pick is Live and Let Die, but from the film Gross Point Blank. So that's not kind of a cover and a song used in the movie, but that's so Live and Let Die by the Wings, for the James Bond movie. But I like it for when it's used in the film, the 1997 film Gross Point Blank. Guns N' Roses have covered quite a few different bands' songs. Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Ain't It Fun by Rocket from the Tombs. I like Black Leather. Was originally done by the Runaways. And I think Mama Kin they do from Aerosmith is really cool as well. One of my favourites would probably be New Rose. They did by the Damned. And Raw Power by Iggy and the Stooges. But my favourite one, if I had to choose a favourite cover song that they do of somebody else after Live and Let Die, is Attitude, originally done by The Misfits. And that was, I think that came out on the Spaghetti Incident album. So, I just really like that version of that. It came around again when I was listening to on Spotify, and they just, all the songs are mixed up, and it's just came on. I thought, yes, this is my favourite, well, my favourite cover song. I like to do a wild card song, like a song that's just slightly different, out of nowhere or something. And like I was just saying, if you listen to Spotify, I don't pay for it, I don't subscribe, but you can just have a section of these songs, and every now and again, an advert pops up. But it does give you different songs that maybe you haven't heard from when originally the album come out. Because no one, well, maybe you do, but I don't get an album out, put that album on, listen to every song anymore. I do try to do that, especially with Monster Magnet. I have all their albums. I have all the Guns N' Roses albums. But once they get saved on your computer and you come up with playlists and things like that. But this song came on just out of nowhere, and it took me a while to remember it. The song is Coma. It is the longest Guns N' Roses. It comes in about 10 minutes and 14 seconds, and I just thought it came on the Use Your Illusion albums. But I was reading up about it, and it kind of, like, most fans don't know that this song exists. And it's just Axel says that he wrote this song based on when he overdosed on a bunch of pills that he took when he was overloaded with stress. He says he remembers being in the coma, thinking that he had work to do. The album needed him. He had a tour and he came out of it, and Slash says he was in a heroin delirium at the time of writing it. So writing the song didn't follow any strict process. He was just being Slash, he says. And he's still really proud of the song. And it really, I remember when the album came out, and sometimes maybe it wasn't quick enough for me, or I just didn't take the time to listen to it. But this time when I was on a walk, so I had time to listen to the song, and I was like, this is really, really good. This is a really, a really good song that I should have gave more attention at the time when it came out. But I think when you grow up and you grow into and you start liking different songs, so it's well worth giving another try. You're probably shouting at the whatever device you listen to your podcast, the handful of people that listen to this, saying, oh, I love that song, it's one of my favourites. And but maybe you haven't, and maybe sometimes we need to listen to songs again, albums again, as a fresh time. Don't skip through. Listen to the album and take the time to give each song, you know, the time it deserves. So that's Coma is the wild card for this one. I will talk about Guns N' Roses again in the future, obviously, and they will come up again, but my last favorite song that was going to like play out the episode, it's just kind of a bit too a big hit, really. It's Sweet Child of Mine. I was trying to think that I should pick something different, but yes, I just think it's an amazing song. The original form of this song was a poem that Axl Rose, he wrote it for his girlfriend, and then it turned into the song. When they'd finished writing the band working on it, none of the other band members really thought it was a joke, and they thought it would tank, and it was when it was released. However, once the song was released, it went on to create mayhem in the musical world and became one of the biggest hits for Guns N' Roses would ever have, to their credit. I just think it's one of those timeless songs that will be around forever, and everybody can take meaning into it. And probably, I mean, I always thought it was about having a look at, I thought it was about a child, you know, when you're looking at your firstborn, or not your firstborn, but when you're looking at into your daughter's eyes. But maybe you can take on whatever you like it. But I really like this song. So I hope you enjoyed my selection of Guns N' Roses songs. Very short ones, but I will talk about them again in the future. I haven't done one for them now, because I normally like to do a song, their recent song by this band. But Chinese Democracy, I didn't really like the album, so I'm not going to pick one, because I can do whatever I want. If you listen to it on Spotify, you will now hear the songs that I've talked about on this episode. Hope you enjoy. Hope you join me again. Thank you.